Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Different Strokes for Different Folks, to find common ground and take it to the next level with David Clark here on Blog Talk Radio. Each week, the show will encourage you to keep an open mind and prepare to open the door to new understandings. We will have an exciting array of diverse guests who will point up the fact that we are all spiritual beings having a human experience. Now your host, David Clark.
Welcome to Different Strokes for Different Folks, where we will indeed be finding common ground and taking it to the max level. I'm your host, David Clark. I'm a spiritual adventurer, and I suggest you become the same. When you keep an open mind, not only will you open the door to new understandings, but you'll come to see that despite our seeming differences, we're all basically the same. This way, you will see where you can find common ground so that you can relate rather than compare yourself to others. Now, tonight, it's my pleasure to welcome back a frequent guest, Athena Starr, who will provide some answers to your life questions. She's a renowned visionary, mystic, Reiki master, teacher, and motivational speaker. She has assisted thousands worldwide, including dignitaries and world leaders, in life transformational sessions and conferences. She does this both live and by telephone, and she does it for personal and career success, relationships, and prosperity. She's a frequent guest on national TV and radio, and she is available for guest speaking, workshops, and sessions media. With that said, I'd like to welcome Athena. How are you tonight?
Wonderful. Great to be with you again, David.
Oh,
always.
Great to have you. Great to have you. And why don't we provide your contact information at this point, and we'll do it again later in the show.
Okay, wonderful. So the best way is by email, athenastarr. That's one R, AthenaStar808 at Gmail, or the direct line for asking for intro readings is 808-258-1063, 808-258-1063, and my website is AthenaStar.com, but the first two are more direct, and just wanted to pass that on. It's in revision right now, but the information is basically we do teleconferences, private consultations, and special events all the time. So I've been doing this work over 25 years, as you mentioned, a long time. So it's like we're here with you, David. You too. You've been around a long time.
yeah. Getting that way.
Around the planet a few times.
Right. Athena, do me a favor. You spoke that telephone number so quickly, I doubt people were able to write it down. Can you say it slowly, please?
Oh, sorry. It's 808-258-1063. And that's my Hawaii cell phone. 808-258-1063. Thank you.
Great. Okay. I wanted to make sure people got your number. And there are lots of ways to contact her. And Please consider a full session with her tonight. You're just going to get a snippet, and it will whet your appetite for more. Athena has been on my show now for nearly 8 years, and she is a remarkable soul, and she always likes to start off the show with a meditation. But before we do that, let's hear what's new in your life. And do you have any teleconferences coming up?
Well, yes, we do. I do every month. I do one around the full moon time or new moon. The one this month is on July 22nd. That's a Wednesday evening for 2 hours, 7 to 9. The full moon lunar eclipse we just had on the 5th was very powerful. I did a small group that night, but basically, I just was giving an overview as we came on that. We've had three eclipses back to back for people that have been feeling like their whole life's being turned upside down. It probably has been. And especially relationships and career issues have been up. And what the eclipses have been provoking and helping to shift on the planet, of course, we're always raising vibration, but basically kicking people in the butt in terms of what they have been tolerating for years or decades in this lifetime that is not serving their highest good. They are no longer able to tolerate that. So it's moved everything up several frequencies, and it's really, I think, in a nutshell, that's the summary of what's been happening. So it's really moved people into the higher dimensions of their being, and what they were tolerating in their relationships, in their work, in their family life. What we're seeing is they're just coming into a space of their with their higher self, saying, no more, I cannot accept this anymore, and I'm moving on and outward. And so a lot of changes, I mean, beyond changes, but decisions, solid decisions, not just talking about it or planning, but decisions to actually move forward. And that's what I've been seeing in the sessions I've been doing in the last month or two especially. So we had a lunar eclipse, solar eclipse, and then we just had the other lunar one. And all of that, tremendous shifts and changes. And that's why a lot of things coming to the surface in government, in countries, in everything that we've been seeing in our country is coming out to no longer tolerating what is not for the highest good of humanity, basically, David.
Perfect. Well, I can certainly relate to some of the things that you've talked about, as we discussed before the show. And the thing about change is that it can be scary, but when you make a decision to make a change, it can be absolutely freeing. And to move forward fearlessly is the goal, I think, for anybody that's made a life-altering decision, because there really is nothing to fear but fear itself, as Franklin Delano Roosevelt said. So onward and upward, right?
Yes, the spirit sound, that's right. And with encouragement, with courage and conviction. And so, in a way, it's been chaotic. I must say that people have been going through major, like, ring cycle of the washing machine kind of things happening. Many, many.
I love that metaphor. Well, yeah, okay, I can relate to that too. Well, we may be able to get to most of you callers tonight. I ask that you be patient. I've spoken with some of you, and some of you, if we get to you, I will refer to you by area code. And I see one familiar person. I'm going to give a call out to Arizona. And at any rate, Athena, would you like to honor us with the meditation before we begin the calls?
Yes, I'll just do a brief one tonight. Just tuning in, it always helps to call everybody in, all the legions. So, yes, the Alpha, Omega, the great central sun of suns, all solar councils and universes of light, all star fleets and legions of the Intergalactic Federation, thank you for coming into our circle. In the name of the universal light, the I Am, mighty I Am presence, the Elohim, all ascended and angelic hosts, all cosmic beings, elemental kingdoms, nature kingdoms, the water kingdoms, the whales and dolphins, the intertribal councils of Indian chiefs, and all sentient beings to link in with us now in one force field of light, as we always do. Everyone breathing in seven counts, holding seven, releasing on seven, and doing that about seven times. Holding your right hand over your heart center so that you can really tune into your own cosmic heart as we're doing this. breathing through and letting the spiral of beautiful rainbow crystalline waterfall light pour through from the ethers, from the top of your head, the crown center, through the third eye, throat center, heart, solar plex, abdomen, root center, into the center of the earth, linking in with what's called the harmonic shield, grounding with the silver and golden spiral of light as it moves back up through you into the heart center with the beautiful pink quartz crystal heart at the heart center. Father, Mother, God, the great central sun, the mighty I Am, the threefold flame blazing through the pink magenta, the blue ray for the power, and gold is wisdom. As it flows through and we link in with our own mighty I Am, let us reflect now on being here now, centered in the body, aligning with all that is, knowing that we are not the body, but rather spirit in the body, and we are traversing through many shifts and changes in this interdimensional body throughout time and space, which there is on the earth plane. There is no time and space, really. It's just one energy, no duality. And in that way, all is possible, all magic, all creation, all new creations and new endeavors for the highest good. We call forth the downloading of new technologies and wisdom of light for all of humanity to activate for the changes and shifts happening in I Am America, North America, South America, and all continents throughout the planet, all seven continents, all countries, all spectrums, levels, dimensions, time and space, linking in with all the portals and stargates throughout universal light. Just as we breathe in now, holding hands in a circle around the planet, coming into the oneness, the golden light of the I Am of Mother Earth. She knows all, she sees all, she is all. Mother Earth knows exactly what she's doing to help all of humanity to ascend within their being, to honor, respect Earth more, to honor and respect themselves more, to come into the full conscious light of the universal laws, the universal laws of which there are 10 special ones. As we link in with that, bringing in the peace grid, linking in with the peace grid, I'm sorry, there is a being called peace, so we're going to call in the great cosmic being called peace right now to bring in beautiful crystalline peace radiance that's just multi-colored and just beautiful, the spiral of light that's just pouring in through each and every one down through the center of the earth, linking with what's called the crystal grid of planet Earth, to anchor peace energy, wisdom, truth, justice, rightness, wellness, transcendence, and full ascension for all of humanity into the higher frequencies of light, through which all wisdom, power, and love flows through. And there are no limits. There's just the knowing as we step forward in our path, in our relationship, in our work, but beyond that, on the pathway to full ascension, that we know that which no longer serves us or serves the highest good of all now dissolves into the iridescent threefold flame, dissolving, returning all karmic residue, all remnants of past, that of lower vibrations is now returned in and through the violet consuming flame back to the beginning never to return again. And as we link in within ourselves now, just seeing in the crystal screen of light in front of you, the new creations, the new visions that you're wanting to create in your life now, merging with you at your heart center, because they were not separate, just in oneness within your own being, and allowing that all to now be created, manifested, and at the same time blessing each and every one, because we are all one, really knowing the sense of that oneness. And so it is, Father, Mother, God, gratitude, gratitude, gratitude to all legions, now and forever, as we come back into the body, grounding, being present, and at peace. Thank you.
Thank you. You channel so nicely. Thank you. Okay. Well, I just wanted to make one announcement, and that is that next week I'm doing my show at 4 p.m. Eastern Time. Sue Breen, who's a clairvoyant medium, will be on the show. So please tune in earlier, and otherwise the show will be at 7:30 p.m. Eastern Time for the foreseeable future. Okay, let's go to the phone lines if you're ready, Athena.
Okay, we're ready.
All right, number one is Donna. And Donna, you're live.
Oh, thank you, David. Hi, Athena. That was a lovely meditation. Thank you for that.
Yes, our pleasure.
Very
nice. Go ahead, Donna. What state are you from?
I'm in California, Santa Barbara.
Mm-hmm. Beautiful. Yes.
Yeah.
Go ahead, Donna. How can we help you?
Well, I wanted to know, am I going to meet that lifelong partner that I've been so wanting to meet and be with? And what are you picking up on that, please?
Are you going to need them?
No, am I going? Is he going to come into my life?
I know. I never heard a question like that, but it sounds like you're giving up. Nope, don't give up. Okay. Anyway, hold on a moment. Hold on. Saint Germain comes in real strong with you. You know him, right?
No, not really, but I'll Google him and see.
The Ascended Master, Saint Germain. He is the violet flame. Forgiveness.
Oh, okay.
Forgiveness flame, justice, manifestation. He's the father of the shift on Earth, and he works directly with the Christ and the crystal. He was Joseph, in one of his incarnations was Joseph, the father of Jesus. So, yeah, you should get to know him because he's a wonderful being, okay?
Okay, I will.
Mm-hmm. He's beaming in with you. So, in other words, you're probably in the legion of the violet flame. And that's a good connection to have. So he's beaming in with you. So a lot of times the ascended masters that are working with us, that are our soul teachers, so to speak, or guides along the way, they want nothing more than to help us come together with our what I call the divine life partner. So I'm getting that he is guiding this union together. So that's coming through. So that's why I was saying, oh, no, don't give up. Because, no, like many, it's like we're right at the precipice now. The golden age is dawning, and the precipice of a lot of the shifting and clearing and opening up for the next few years is bringing in these what we call divine life partners. And the men just have had a little while to catch up. They were a little slower in doing their soul development, so to speak. So that's what's happening. And the partners are coming together because there is a mission that the two of you are going to be accomplishing. So, yes, I'm getting absolutely, the word absolutely is just pouring in that partner is coming in. And because of everything happening in America right now, a lot of things have been pushed back, delayed, on 3D time, but not to worry. So I am getting if it's not by the end of this year, it is within the first half of next year that you will be meeting that partner. And it will be in your everyday circles and connections that you have. But it's more so I see you at a gathering of some other people, and that's where you're going to meet this person. It's not a huge gathering, but it's a gathering. And the alignment is like synchronicity, like two peas in a pod. It's just the magnetism, it will be there. And you'll know why then, he's saying, why it took so long to connect. And the two of you will come together. And what he's worked on in his life and done, it mirrors what you've done, and it's like a great collaboration. The word collaborate, the words are coming through so clearly for you. So you can put it on a shelf, but the thing is to know. See, when you step into the frequency of knowing that you're already with that person, because you are, he's in your energy field, he's in your auric field, means it's not far off that you're going to meet on the earth plane. Then when you step into the energy of knowing, that magnetizes it even more powerfully to you. It's like you have to be searching. You don't have to. You just know that you're already with them. Thank you, God. And we're going to meet physically very soon. Thank you, God. And that's all you need to be affirming. But also, before you go to sleep at night, call him, Saint Germain, Archangel Michael, to help you connect with him in dream state. So the two of you can work through any other things to work through before you meet in the physical, and that helps speed it up. There's little techniques and things you can do, and they do work to not just speed it up, but to really move into the energy of knowing. When you know, there's no more questioning or wondering. You're already with that person, and you are going to meet them in physical, and you are aligned spiritual, mental, emotional, physical, and it's beautiful. I can just see the connection. There's some traveling. There's together. See yourself playing together, working together, traveling together, because that's what it is. It's what you vision. It's the qualities that you've wanted. Not just wanted. It's meant. It's a soul agreement that you have. It just took a little longer than you thought it would on the earth plane. But when this connection happens, things are going to take off, and it'll all make sense, why and how you met and the background that you both have. So it's beautiful, Donna. Okay?
Oh, you made my day, and I won't give up, and I'll do that at night so that comes into my dreams. And thank you so much, Athena Star. I appreciate it.
Good. And then get in touch, more private information about that. If you wish to, I work with a sliding scale with people, so we'd be happy to work more directly with you to help that happen even faster.
So I can Google your name and it'll come up, because I don't have a pen today. I'm in the car.
Oh, yeah. And also this recording, David. I don't know if he sends a recording out, but.
I'll go back and listen to it.
Do you know how to do that, Donna?
Yes, I do. Thank you. I've done that before. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay.
And for anybody who doesn't know, and thank you for calling, Donna. God bless. You're welcome. For anybody that doesn't know, what you can do, I'm going to give you the link that you can go to check out podcasts of existing shows, and also to look at what my upcoming shows are. I try to log them a few weeks in advance. So get your pens and pieces of paper ready, and I'll give you that link. It is blogtalkradio.com/AuthorDavidClark, spelled with an E. And I'm going to make the request of all you callers to be brief, like Donna was when you asked Athena your questions. And just one comment on something that you told Athena, told Donna, which I think is significant, and that is to hold the knowing. That's more powerful than faith, isn't it, Athena?
Yes, it is.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So keep that in mind, folks. You know, that's the way you manifest, is when you know it's meant to be and that it is happening now. Okay, our next caller is Wendy, and Wendy, you're live.
Hi, Athena.
Yes, hello, Wendy, and I also wanted to just say for Donna, too, she could go simply to my website, athenastar.com, and the phone number, 808-258-1063, is right at the top of the website. There you go. Okay.
Perfect.
Wendy, go ahead, sweetie. Mm-hmm.
Hi, Athena. Thank you very much. I just had my 69th birthday on the 6th of July, and I've been on a medical leave from the medical insurance call center for several months because of spondylosis, and HR has a lot more questions. I have heavy medical documentation that will support everything. But I think I'm smart because I reached out to Natalie, a physical therapist, and she's putting in even stronger language so that my primary care doctor hopefully can put stronger language to support me being off work longer. Will I be
yes.
on my short-term disability? How many more months?
Mm-hmm. So what is your question, sweetie?
My question is, how much longer will I be on my medical leave?
Okay. Mm-hmm. I understand. And you work for a health insurance company?
Yes, I do, in a call center.
I'm getting at least 2 months and possibly more. There's also potential for more than that. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay. So at least through August, it sounds like, or
mm-hmm.
maybe through September?
Yes. It feels like they're going to really try to push for September. But I also getting that you have the validation and it may go into October. It may possibly go into,
yes.
There's more paperwork or there's more validation coming or something like that. And it's warranted is what I'm getting. Do not stay in the knowing in your case that it is warranted. It is for your highest good and it's for the highest good of all others. It's not that you're being a bad little kindergartner trying to play hooky from
right. Yeah, you're right, Athena. I have MRIs and a huge medical documentation.
Yes.
They cannot contest it.
Right.
And technically, my short-term disability runs out at the beginning of January. And my doctor has been gracious about extending me. So I just pray that she extends me. Typically, I check in with her before it's scheduled to end, and I tell her how I'm doing, and then she typically extends me. Is there a chance she might even extend me through, like, maybe January 7th?
Well, I feel like there's more paper, more documentation is what I'm hearing from your guides. More Raphael and Michael are around you a lot. And Saint Germain, he helps in matters of the law, so definitely call him in that situation too, matters of the law. Yes, I'm getting that there's a sense of the intention will be to push it through the fall to the end of the year if possible because of everything going on. It is considered very important, is what I'm getting by those who are approving this, and so by her and by others around. So the intention is there, and there's a knowledge and everything about the situation. So I'm getting there's a very good potential for having it pushed through to the end of the year is what I'm getting. Okay?
That would be
and
a blessing. And Athena,
that's going to be
I,
it, Wendy.
Really,
we're
really
going to need to move
you.
On. Wendy, thank
right,
you for
I was just
calling,
saying,
okay?
Thank you.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. I thought you had another question there. All right.
No. I know better. I was just saying thank you.
Okay.
Yes. Our pleasure.
God bless.
God bless.
God bless.
Okay. Thank you. All right. Sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off, Wendy. Lisa is next, and Lisa, you are live.
Hello.
Yes, hi, Lisa. Can we help you tonight?
Mm-hmm. Yes. Hi, how are you? Okay, so my question is, so I have to submit some paperwork for a legal matter, and I just wanted to know, when do you get up the cutoff date?
You have to submit paperwork for what?
A legal case, for a case.
Oh.
For a legal matter, yeah. And I'm putting it together, but do you, what's the cutoff time, would you say?
Before the cutoff time, and you mean when you have to get it in, sweetie? Is that what you mean?
I mean it, before it expires.
Before the paperwork expires?
No, so I have a legal matter coming up, but I have to get the paperwork in very soon. So I just wanted to see, do you pick up on any energy? Am I moving too slow, or am I on the right path?
Well, Mercury's been retrograde until July 13th, and then usually it takes a week after that to get fully clear the effects of it. So that's also why you've been moving slow. So if I were you, I'd start speeding it up this week because I feel like you should get that in within the next week if you can.
Okay. Within the next week. So it has to be in July, not August.
Yeah, I'm getting within the next week to 2 weeks at the most because there's something else. That's what I'm getting. Mm-hmm. And again, Matters of the Law, call in St. Germain and look him up and read about him and print out a picture of him and really connect with the violet flame on that so that for your highest good. It feels like within the next 2 weeks, especially, the sooner the better is what I'm hearing from your guide, sweetie. Okay?
Okay. I'm actually done. So I'm actually finished. So the 2 weeks, okay. I got it.
Wait for 2 weeks. Get it in this coming week if you can. Yes. Okay?
Okay. All right. I'll do so. Okay. Thank you.
Thank
you.
Thanks for calling, Lisa. Take good care. Okay, we happen to have two Sharons. This is Sharon from area code 216, and you're live.
Hello.
Hi, Sharon.
Hello. Thank you for taking my call this evening.
Yes. What state are you in?
Ohio. Okay.
Go ahead. How can we help you?
And I have a life question. You know, I've been working at home. The whole company has because, you know, what's going on and everything. We're talking about going back in October. What I wanted to ask you, do you feel me, our team, going back working in the office, or is this going to change and they're going to continue to let me work at home? I don't care. I actually like working at home now.
Yeah.
I didn't think I'd like it.
Yeah,
I work for a really big company.
Mm-hmm.
It's a bank.
Mm-hmm. Oh, you work at a bank. Okay. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, because you can stay in your own sanctuary and temple. You don't get distressed by driving in traffic. It's much easier on every. It is. A lot of people are really liking it that didn't work at home before. October. Yeah, it hasn't been decided yet. They're projecting October for you guys to go back. Is that what it is?
October.
Skeleton. Not October. Let's see here. Skeleton crew. It's like it's not fully. It won't fully be back in sync by October.
Wow.
It feels like it moves to a month or two later. You know, it's going to move. That's what I'm getting. It's like it's not. It's the wavy energy. It's not been fully decided, but I'm getting October's not grounded yet. So you may not be going back at that time. It might, it'll okay. extend into, you know, like a month or a couple. November, December. That's what I'm getting. Mm-hmm. So that's the best we're receiving for you, but you're on track and you're doing a great, they, you're very highly respected with them, and you have a place there as long as you want to be.
I love kind the of a job.
Mm-hmm.
I love it. And you know what? They hired me to work at home, and I just took it to take it because I lost my job last year, and it ended up being the best thing I ever did. Isn't that crazy?
It's wonderful.
I really,
yeah.
Wonderful. The team that I work on, they're really nice. I'm very satisfied.
Yes.
You know what's funny? They're all my age. We're all around the same age. Isn't that, that has something to do with it, I bet. One of them's even 10 years older than myself. I don't know. I think that has a lot to do with it.
That's great. I'll look forward to talking to you again, Donna. You have
Thank
the,
you.
My information, so get in touch. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, David.
Okay, you're welcome, Sharon. All right, let's go to the other Sharon. Okay, take care. God bless. Let's go to the other Sharon, area code 520, and you are live.
Oh, thank you, David. Hi, it's
me. Yeah, you're welcome. Good to hear your voice.
Good to hear you. Hi, Athena. You know what, Athena? I've lived here in my house for 20 years, and I'm moving. I'm moving. I decided I'm going to move.
Good for you.
Yeah, I'm leaving a 20-year relationship and a 20-year residence. So how do you
wow.
see? I'm putting the house, my house, I own it. So I'm putting it up for sale. I'm doing little things right now, like picking up boxes from the local grocery store tomorrow at 6 a.m. to start, you know, putting the ball in, rolling in motion. How do you see that going, please?
Well, now that Mercury will be going direct next week, it'll be going a lot better. It's a good thing you waited. Moving during Mercury is not good. It will be a lot, you know, but it's also clean out time and go through all, you know, and clearing out and becoming more aligned. And vibrationally, you will be elevated at the end of this. So it will go, you know, it's going to just flow is what I'm getting. It'll be synchronistic and flowing, and that's your signs that you know it's the right path, the right track. And when you say moving, in other words, you're going to be selling the house and going somewhere else, right?
Absolutely.
Okay. Yes. See what we were saying about those eclipses and everything this year, all the higher frequencies coming in, that's pushed, yeah, that to happen. And so now you'll be set free and your work will be enhanced and your path, and you will meet a life partner, I would say, within the next year. If you haven't already, someone that you're more aligned with on the path, and you don't have to train them or babysit them. They'll be a grown up. Okay?
Oh, what a gift. Now I take that as a gift from the universe. Thank you so much, David and Athena. Thank
yeah.
you.
Oh, you're welcome, Sharon. All right. It's
Thank
good to hear your
much.
Voice.
I feel like I know you from Lemuria.
Mm-hmm.
Give us a call sometime, Sharon, okay? God bless you.
God bless you.
God bless
Bye-bye.
You, Sharon. Okay. All right, let's move on. Okay. Area code, I have two callers from area code 212. This one, the first three digits of your phone number are 877. What is your first name, please? Area code 212, can you hear me? Are you on mute? All right, I will try coming back to you. I suspect you're muted. We'll go to the other area code 212 in just a moment. Here we're coming. And what is your name? You're live.
Hello, my name is Mary.
Hi, Mary.
Hi, David. How are you?
Nice to hear your voice. Great. How are you?
I'm doing well. Thanks.
Good. Say hello to Athena.
Yep. Hi, Mary.
Hi, Athena.
And what state are you in?
I'm in New York.
Yes. Beautiful. New York, New York. Go ahead. How can we help?
I'm wondering if you could give me a career forecast. I'm looking for work now, and I'm also thinking about starting up a business on the side, selling things on Amazon. I just started taking a course on how to do so, and I wanted to see what you see in the future, if business is going to be good. And on the other side of things, as far as what I already have experience doing, do you see me finding a job soon?
So is it office work that you're looking, some type of administrative position, or?
Yeah, I was a nonprofit fundraiser before.
Okay, yep, thank you. So, and very good at it, I'm getting, too. Very, very efficient. You're very organized. You're an organizational developer is actually what you are. Organizational developer.
Yeah. I was actually thinking about becoming executive director, you know, actually running a nonprofit rather than just raising money for it, because I think that that's where my talent really lies.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It is, and your background and experience and all of that, yeah, very much. And you would do it very fairly and justly and diplomatically, too, is what I'm getting. So, because you've done that before in other lifetimes. You've been, you're a leader. You're a leader. You're a light worker, but you're also, and you are a leader. So the position, yes. I assume that you're leaving no stone unturned on Indeed.com and LinkedIn and all that, right, for that?
Yep. Mm-hmm.
And they also have positions. So if you wanted to look for a remote position on Indeed, just put that in the, you know, in the search box, too, for your level. They're looking for management level all the time, from what I've been told. So... it's either Indeed or LinkedIn. You're gonna find the one that's gonna match for you, and you'll have an interview. Well, more than one interview, but the one that I feel you're gonna be selected from. That's what I'm getting. And August, it comes in August, which is not far away. So leave no stone. Make sure your resume is shining and the top levels of responsibility that you've held. So it's specific and catered, you know, targeted to the position, but also experiment with what you put in the search boxes so that you're looking at different types of positions and that kind of thing. You're going to love it, the new one. I feel like it's going to be, and at first it's some training in it, but also you're going to delve into it so much that it will take up a lot of your focus for a while, and then the Amazon thing will come along once you've got your ducks in a row and things like that. And at first it'll be dribbles, but then later on it will do well. Not like, you know, multi-millions or something, but it will do well for you, and it's a good venue for other reasons. So, but this position that you're going to get next, there's advancement. They're going to really be honoring you, and it'll show you where you've come from. You're matching vibrationally that level of organization, and they're going to fully honor and respect you, and you'll be helping them to expand it, so they're going to be very appreciative of that. Okay?
Oh, great. Thank you.
Yeah, it's really good, and that came through very clearly for you, so... stay in touch again, because there's more information, but we have to go on to the next person now. And it's been a pleasure, Mary. God bless.
Oh, thank you. And it's been a pleasure talking to both of you.
Oh,
God bless.
Thanks, Mary. Thank you. You too. All right, we're going to return to the other 212 New York caller, give you another chance in case you were muted. You are live. What is your first name, please?
Oh, hi. Thank you so much. I was muted and I had forgotten.
Okay. Karen. What's your first name, hon?
Karen in New York.
Oh, boy, another Sharon. All right.
Sorry, Karen with a K. I'm sorry.
Oh, oh, Karen. Okay. I've got Sharon on my mind, I guess.
Sorry to disappoint you.
No disappointment. We could use a Karen, too.
Okay, good. Oh, thank you. Hi, Athena. Nice to meet you.
Yes. Go ahead, sweetie. How can we help?
I could use guidance as the rest of my life. I would like to, well, I need to know how to improve my financial situation. I'm very limited, and I never found my right calling, shall we say. I had been obsessed with acting and pursued it most of my life when I could until I got involved with being a caregiver to my grandmother, and that became too much. And anyway, I put the acting on hold and never went back to it. I kept thinking, well, I guess it wasn't meant to be, and what is meant to be. And also, I was involved with my longtime partner, and I became a caregiver to him. And I thought he would last forever, but he passed away last year. And so since then, I've been in a big transition and trying to figure out what it is I'm supposed to do with the rest of my life and hopefully how to bring in the money with it.
Mm-hmm. Sometimes those little curves happen, but they're for a higher purpose, and it affected you too emotion. So you needed to regroup, and that's what you've been doing, is what I'm getting. So
yeah.
I get that you should. Well, it's up to you, but if you go on like Indeed.com or LinkedIn or any of those sites that are jobs for new, they have all kinds of new things now, new positions, and some of them are remote. They not just for because of the COVID thing. They have a lot of. I see you being interested in doing a remote job. I don't call it job, career position at your home, and so just put in the word remote, and then just brainstorm on all the different things that you've thought about or wanted to do. The acting. Yes, that's your passion. You know, the arts are your passion, but you could be end up working with a performing arts organization and helping them casting or helping organizing or that kind of thing if that's your passion. Not that you're not going to be acting again, but you could apply, you know, to local theaters, that kind of thing or whatever. I feel like you have a portfolio. You could still pursue that avenue is what I'm getting. But in the meantime, there's some type of position that you're going to find that they're going to, again, connect with you and you're going to magnetize it. And it's something where you're going to be working from home with a company that's very connected with performing arts in some way is what I'm getting. Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Yeah. So,
you mean fundraising or something other than
yeah,
that?
Yes, possibly that, but also organizing or helping with operations or helping with creation of things, whatever you want to do in that arena. But I'm getting it something in the performing arts, that organization, and then you'll just find your right niche with it. So that's what it is. But make sure you're choosing something that you're keenly connected, that you're really interested in. Don't just settle for, well, I'm doing a customer service job with a hardware store. You know, you wouldn't want to be doing that because you would close down your emotional body. I'm just making an analogy. You see, you understand? It has to be something in connection with the performing. And there is. There is something that's going to come up. It's within the next few months. Could possibly also be in August, September. But it's you'll find it. And it's not just one. There's other opportunities that will excite you. It has to be something that you're passionate about. And then once you go work with that company, they're saying remotely, then other things are going to open up from that. Okay.
Okay. And any guidance on how I will find it?
No, just going on those websites. You know job websites, right? You've been probably pursuing some of them?
No, I haven't. I haven't really worked in a million years, and I really, every job that I had a lot of jobs in my time, hoping to find something else I would like as much, at least, as the acting, and I never did. I always hated every job I had. So,
okay.
I mean, kind of part of it. I don't see myself really in a business world.
No. Indeed.com and LinkedIn.com. Especially LinkedIn.com. You can open up a free account on there and then just do a little profile of yourself, of your background. But there's all kinds of networking that goes on in LinkedIn.com, and I think that's where you'll find some performing arts companies or that kind of thing that's going to lead to this. I know it's going to take some effort on your part, but it'll be fun. Just see it as a new creative project. But Indeed.com is one of they have a vast source of for all kinds of career positions, and they have. If you put in the search box, like I was telling someone else earlier, put in the word remote space, and then I can't say the details of what the job would be. You have to come up with what you're interested in, like remote. You could actually put performing arts coordinator, remote coordinator. Start with that, remote coordinator, and then keep. And what it is once you set up a free account with them, every week they email you jobs that come up that are in line with what you've requested. It's that simple. Okay?
But what is a remote coordinator?
Okay. It's varied. There's different positions. It'll come up, and there could be like 10 remote coordinator positions, and they're all different because it depends on the company. And they explain it. They have a summary and everything, a job description of it. And you would be helping to coordinate and call people and arrange things, and it would be in the line with performing arts, that kind of thing. So. Or in the movies, or in the film industry, something that you're passionate about is what your guides are saying. Search for that and search for coordinator in the different arenas that you're interested in. It's a search. If you don't know, you have to ask somebody. I can't explain it all unless, on this.
Right.
On this.
We don't have enough time. I think the important point that Athena is trying to make is that you need to brainstorm, Karen, what types of positions you would like to have. And then you would put it in that way, right, Athena?
Yes, correct. So you could start with
okay.
coordinator because there's all types of coordinators in different organizations, and you like the arts and that kind of thing, and that would open up the doorways for you. And on LinkedIn, you can meet all kinds of businesses that are, in film and industry and all that, and you can contact them by phone if you're on LinkedIn.com. If you're a member, you can contact them and ask them and coordinate with them and tell them your background, but it'll take the effort, but
mm-hmm.
you will be able to move through it and then maybe get a counselor that can help you or guide you through it, or go to a recruiter, they have recruiters, right, David, in all types of industries now.
Absolutely, and most of them are free. I mean, there's some that you have to pay for or that get paid when you get the job. The employer pays them a certain amount of money. But,
yeah,
that's a great idea. They're otherwise known as headhunters, so that's another possibility for you to pursue.
Yeah.
But we are going to need to move on, and thank you so much for calling, Karen. We wish you the best of success.
Thank you. Thank you both. Appreciate it.
You're welcome.
Thank
okay.
You
have a good night. Bless you.
Thank you.
You're welcome. We're going to take one more caller, and it's going to be brief. And let's see, the lucky caller is area code 952, and you are live. What is your first name, please?
Hi, my name is Betsy.
Hi, Betsy.
How are you tonight?
Great. How are you?
I'm doing all right.
Good.
Yep. Go ahead, Betsy. This is Athena. How can we help you?
Yes. I'm having some issues with my middle daughter. She's about 35, and ever since I live in Minnesota, and ever since this rioting and all of this nonsense in the world has happened, I don't even know how to say it all. We're having problems with her. She's calling us racist and things like that, and we are so far from it. And I don't know. I don't. She was never brought up this way, the way she's behaving. And I was just kind of wondering if she's ever going to wake up.
What's her name, your daughter?
Her name is Lindsay. She plays with dark magic. I mean, I'm also intuitive also, and she's been doing all kinds of crazy stuff. And I sell jewelry for a living, and she does also, not for a living, but she makes it too. And she's, like, arguing with my customers, and I don't know what's wrong with her. I mean, she's just gone crazy.
Did you say you sell what for a living?
I sell custom jewelry.
Okay.
She's trying to
find the light, and she's seeking in some indirect ways for you to help her to do that, or other people. Sometimes our closest family can't help us; other people have to. She's not quite there yet, but by doing that, what she's doing, she thinks she's on a path of, you know, spirituality or whatever, and manipulation. But she'll learn. She's going to learn sooner or later. She'll have some lessons from what she's doing that'll come back to her. Because when you do black magic or any of that stuff, it will come back on that person or in their, you know. So it's going to come back. So all you have to do is shield yourself with Archangel Michael and the blue silver mirror dome.
I work with Michael a lot.
I feel like you're protected. But what you have to do is kind of step back from it. Don't try. I know it's difficult, but you can't be attached to what she's doing or her path. She's trying to find herself, and she has some karmic stuff, but some past life, a hypnotherapist or past life regression would help her clear some of that. She's finding herself. She is going to the spirit saying, it feels like pretty quickly, too, by the end of this year, she's going to have some wake-up calls happen, so she's going to shift out of that. When she's saying the racist thing, it's because she's plugging into the lower negative energies and vibrations. So that's what you don't want to do. You don't want to be so obsessed with her. Just let her live her life. Let her be on her own. Let her do her thing. Don't criticize, judge her. Just kind of detach if you can. That's the best way to handle this. But you also protect yourself. And know and just see, envision her in a bubble of blue flame by Michael, guiding her back on her path in the highest way so she can move on with her life in a higher way and stay out of the riffraff. When you do that stuff, you then plug into the lower vibrations of what else is going on around you or the planet. They magnetize to each other. Then you've got a double negative energy, and then people wonder, what's going on with her? It's because she's plugged into that. So don't do that. That's her path. She's your daughter. You brought her into this world, but you're not governing over her. You don't need to. She will learn on her. She will learn. She will get it. And just ask Michael to help her. That's my answer on that one.
And Athena, thanks for calling, Betsy. Athena, I should have asked you to provide your contact information one more time. So let's do that now.
Oh. Okay. Oh, that's kind of you, David. Yeah. Thank you. So for everyone, some of the people that called tonight, there is more information, and so I encourage you to call for additional sessions and that kind of thing. Do teleconference once a month. And I work on a sliding scale, so just let me know if I can be of help to you. I do energy work to help clear deeper issues. I work with the Akashic records, the soul records. We couldn't go into a lot of that tonight, but in past lives, we do energetic shifts so that we dissolve those energies so you can have a better alignment in this life is what we're doing, and bring in the higher frequencies. So that's what we do as well. The phone number is my phone number directly, 808-258-1063. It's a voicemail.
One more time slowly, Athena.
Oh, okay. I didn't want to hold you up anymore.
That's all right.
808-258-1063 or athenastar1r808@gmail.com. That's athenastar1r808@gmail.com. That's the direct email for to have sessions. My website's athenastar.com, but just email me at that what I just gave you. And again, the phone number is 808-258-1063. It's been a pleasure being with everyone, and we'll look forward to talking to you again. And thank you, David. It was wonderful fun.
Oh, you're welcome, Athena. I just have one request. I don't have a pen handy to copy. Oh, wait a minute. Never mind. I will give you a call after the show, brief call.
Okay.
And thank you, everybody, for calling in tonight. It's been a pleasure. All of your calls are most welcome, and do consider contacting Athena for follow-up work, because she does in-depth work. And, of course, on the show, you just get a snippet, and it's less consequence. So with that said, let's close. Let's take a moment to pause and reflect upon the idea that we're all united through the diverse tapestry of our individual gifts. There's no real thing as separation except in our own minds. We are each unique expressions of the ultimate source of our beings. We are spiritual beings having a human experience who can and will have a spiritual experience when we let it be. Have a great week, and remember, whatever you dream, you can realize. Good night, and God bless.